Starting over. Hello and welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas, Colin?
Overall, it was pretty decent.
Yeah?
Yep. I got things I actually wanted.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
We got an ultrasonic cleaner.
I don't know what that is. Talking to your microphone, by the way.
It's a...
Thank you.
Basically, a metal basin. You put water into.
Be very careful with those.
Mm-hmm.
Ben has one, and he's destroyed so many things with it.
What is he putting in there?
Things he shouldn't be putting in there, apparently.
Like plastics and stuff?
No. It will... Those things are fucking powerful. I'll tell you later. But they will just eat things.
Yeah.
So don't put them in there for very long. Maybe test them out with things you don't care about first.
Sure.
But yeah, he's destroyed some shit.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, want me to clean your airbrush? I'm like, bro, no. It'll eat all the internals. Like, lots of people do it, but I won't trust it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
I got a bunch of food.
Yeah.
Cindy made me an entire turkey. She made me an entire leftover turkey.
Okay.
So I can just have leftover turkey sandwiches for the next 2 weeks.
All right. That's all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the best.
I made a big ham. I'm already tired of it.
Well, you should have brought me some.
I've had ham. I didn't even think about bringing anything, but I've eaten ham for, a lot of ham in the past 3 days.
I'll eat this turkey for the next 2 weeks, and then when it's gone, I'll be sad that I don't have more turkey for the...
Yeah, I can't do that. Like, I'll enjoy it for a couple of days, and I get really fucking sick of it.
Oh, I'll eat the same food every day. Like,
I wish I could do that, honestly, because then I'd just, it'd be easy to pick my meals out every day.
There was a point for almost 2 years where I had a double Whopper combo every single day for lunch.
Yeah.
That's how I got fat.
I wonder why.
But the point
is... Jesus Christ.
The point is...
That's like a 1,600 calorie meal.
Yeah.
For lunch.
I mean, I was young. I was like 19, so I still had a metabolism.
Sure.
Like, I have an omelet for breakfast every single day. I'm like the fucking kingpin in that Daredevil series, man. I wake up and make myself the same breakfast every single morning.
So, never mind.
Is Kingpin in the Spider-Man movie?
No.
Oh, I know Matt Murdock is.
Yeah. There's a scene, it's at the beginning of the movie, and they had to lawyer up.
Yeah.
Because they all get busted, and Matt Murdock's sitting in Aunt May's apartment, and everybody's surrounding, they all know who Peter Parker is, because
I saw the last movie.
Yeah, Mysterio revealed who he was. And a brick comes through the window, and then fucking Matt Murdock just snags it. And Peter Parker's like, how the hell did you do that? And he's like, I'm a really good lawyer.
I like that they brought Daredevil and Kingpin into the MCU, though. Because Kingpin's in the Hawkeye series.
Oh, okay, good.
Played by Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
I need to watch the rest of that. We watched the first two episodes, and they were pretty good.
Yeah, dude. That fucking Spider-Man movie was... one of the best MCU movies I've seen in a very fucking long time.
Nice.
I had an argument with somebody a friend of mine who thinks that Tom Holland's a bad Peter Parker in Spider-Man. And I'm like,
that's the dumbest take I've ever heard.
I know. He's like, he's too good looking. I'm like, I mean, I've read the comics. Peter Parker wasn't a fucking chud or anything. Like, he's a decent looking kid. He's a fucking geek.
If you go all the way back to fucking whatever... Amazing Adventures number one or Amazing Tales number, wherever he debuted, he was drawn kind of goofy looking.
Yeah.
But Peter Parker has been a fucking heartthrob since like the early 80s.
Yeah.
Like if you look at any art of Peter Parker.
Right.
He's like.
And I didn't understand.
Ripped and handsome.
Yeah. And I didn't understand what his point was there. He's like, well, like Tobey Maguire was at least believable. I'm like, that's fine. But so is this dude. Like they're. And the best part is you get all three of them together,
yeah,
and they're all like somewhat the same fucking dude. except for Andrew Garfield's fucking, he's kind of goofy looking.
He's
derpy.
Here's how I see the movies. Tobey Maguire was a great Peter Parker, but not a very good Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield was a great Spider-Man, but not a very good Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Holland is like perfect. He's both. He's got the both of them.
Like, he gets the fucking Spidey banter down to a T. Like, he's so good at it.
And he's good at being, like, kind of a fucking nerdy high school kid. No, I think this new kid is great.
He wouldn't be a geek in school. I'm like, I don't even understand how you quantify that.
I was the biggest nerd in school, and look how handsome I am.
But then I figured it out. The dude's like was really stoked for the Uncharted movie, and they cast Tom Holland as Nathan Drake.
Oh, that's just terrible casting.
And he fucking hates that. And I'm like, well, you can't fucking hold that against him.
Yeah. I mean, that whole Uncharted movie was just, I don't understand. They made everybody too young in it, and it looks dumb.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's...
I'd have gone the other way and made everybody too old.
Well...
And cast Nathan Fillion, and I would have cast Han Solo as the old man.
Or just fucking cast Mark Wahlberg as Nathan Drake instead of the old man.
Well, no, Nathan Fillion is the right answer still.
I mean, whatever.
Because Nathan Drake is Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever played those games.
I haven't.
Part 2 is very good, and Part 4 is very good. Part 1 and Part 3 don't bother with. Part 1 sucks. The first game is unfucking playable.
How'd they make a sequel?
The PS3 was very struggling for any good games, so that game was the best they had. Yeah. It was very good for a PS3 game at the time.
Gotcha.
It's not a great game.
I do remember when PS3 was like fucking hurting and it Xbox sucked. Was eating its lunch.
Yeah, I mean, their games were like the first Uncharted, which sucked, and that, what the fuck was the weird alternate World War II? Like, it was like, what if Halo, but in World War II? That game fucking sucked.
Was it like Metro? No.
No, Metro's something else. I can't remember what it was called, but it was basically like this... It took place during World War II, but what if the Nazis teamed up with aliens?
So it's that fucking episode of the Enterprise?
Yes. Yes. It's exactly that. So, like, the original. Nazis all have, like, fucking laser guns and shit. It's
literally that episode of Enterprise. Perfect.
It is a bad fucking game. There's three of them because the fucking PS3 was so fucking desperate for anything at the time.
Yeah.
Ugh, it was terrible.
But yeah, I recommend going to see the Spider-Man movie if you like Spider-Man. It was great the way they play off each other, the three Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
They're all like...
Spoilers.
Yeah, it's not really.
Spoilers.
Does nobody know that they're all in it?
I mean, everybody knows, even though they kept saying they weren't all in it.
I mean, it was very obvious that they were all in it. It was very obvious that they're all going to be in it when he watched a trailer and heard Willem Dafoe's voice.
Yeah.
That was like, I heard that. I'm like, oh, well, I'm all in on this fucking movie now.
And that game was called Resistance Fall of Man, by the way.
Oh, okay.
There were three of them and they were bad. Yeah, I'll go see it soon.
Okay, good.
As soon as I can. And I'll also watch The Matrix this week.
I'm not really interested in that.
Me neither, but I'm going to watch it anyway, so I'll let you know.
I hear it's bad.
Oh, I watched a good movie yesterday.
What?
Colin, I watched Psych 3, This Is Gus.
I've not seen any of the Psych movies.
The first one's eh. The second one's okay. The third one is the best one.
Really?
The third one,
are they all on?
A Peacock now.
I do have Peacock. I can get it like with commercials, right? Because I'm not paying for Peacock.
I have no idea. A buddy logged in over here for WrestleMania last year and is still logged in. Gotcha. So I'm like, I'm going to watch Psych 3 tonight. And it was funny as fuck.
I also just realized I think I might have to rethink my streaming video subscriptions.
Yeah.
Netflix is now like $19 a month.
Oh, I got rid of Netflix
years ago
because of Cuties. That's my excuse. Totally why I got, not because they canceled any show I actually wanted to watch on it, which at that point was just the Marvel shit and Glow.
Oh, Glow was so good.
Yeah. And they canceled that. So I'm like, oh, I don't need, oh, and also they didn't have Always Sunny anymore. So I'm like, I don't need you at all. I just don't need you.
Yeah, they don't have The Office for me anymore.
Yeah, they have nothing.
I like some of the original stuff they have on there.
Witcher's okay, but not. I don't care enough to watch a second season of it, so I'm not
getting... I couldn't get into the game. I couldn't get into the show.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, the game was boring as shit. Yeah, I hear the third one is very good, but...
That's why I play as well.
I tried the second one, and... So here's how the second game starts. You have two swords that you have to use, switch betweens for depending on the enemy, but it doesn't really explain that. You have like 10 spells that all do something very specific, but they're all called like, they're all just weird fucking, like basically made up fucking words that mean nothing. And rather you gotta figure out
shield or fucking.
So like shield is called
Rajneer.
Excellent. That's a good edit point. But yeah, so all of the fucking
Witcher 3 is the same thing. And it's a console-based game. Well, I guess it was probably PC as well. I don't know. I got it on console. It's fucking unplayable on the console.
Yeah.
Like, you need a mouse and keyboard. There's no other way you fucking do it.
Yeah, because there's just too much shit going on.
Well,
and maybe started you out with, like, one sword, and then you found a second sword so you could, like, learn it.
Yeah.
You know, organically instead of just, like... In my first fight, I have to know how to use 10 different spells, 3 different potions, 2 different swords.
Well, they let you practice on dummies in this one part of the game.
Right. That doesn't fucking help me.
No, it doesn't.
Because I still, like, I'm never going to remember what...
I know. It's fucking
what
dumb.
What Jujube means. Yeah. Oh, that's the fire spell. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. I don't understand why people love those games so much. I mean, aside from free DLC, the entire life of it.
They're like,
is it worth it? It's pretty.
They're like a somehow worse version of Elder Scrolls. Like all my bitching about Elder Scrolls combat being so bad, I'm like, oh, maybe the fucking simple, baby, easy combat of Elder Scrolls is the right decision. I've been wrong this whole time.
Well, the problem with Elder Scrolls is that they never use VATS.
Yeah.
Fault assisted.
It's true.
VATS made fucking Fallout games.
Fallout 3 is so good.
Playing those games without VATS would not be near as fun.
No, that's a big facts.
I think a lot of it is, well, I mean, those are also the same people that play those games, that like those games, also probably like the Dark Souls and the fucking Bloodborne and all those shit, because there's just, there's a lot of dumb shit you can...
You might be right.
I think I am.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm gonna, I got so used to playing World of Warcraft, like, managing how you attack and do shit in that, I thought was a lot more interesting and simple, I guess.
Yeah.
Than games that are just live, you know, live action. I don't know. Real time.
I don't know, man. God of War is great. You can make fucking games. My problem is animation focus. We went over all this.
Yeah.
When they prioritize animation over control, I hate it. It's bad. It's almost always a bad decision.
Yeah, I don't know. It sucks. Oh, it does. It sucks.
What'd you get for Christmas? Didn't we already ask that?
I got the ultrasonic cleaner.
Yeah.
Got a guitar stand so I can have one of my guitars out and actually try to practice at once. Yeah, I have two. I can play a couple of chords here and there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've known you for like 30 years. I never knew you could play a guitar.
No, I can't play a guitar.
I never knew you were in a rock band.
I could play some chords.
Oh. I mean, that's good enough for Green Day.
No, not even that good.
It's good enough for Weezer.
Like, I can play like the intro to a couple of songs, but poorly. Fair enough. You know, I know a couple of just chords.
I can play Inagata DeVita on a bass. Let's start a band.
That one's pretty easy. or Smoke on the Water.
Yeah.
That one's good.
Yep.
I got that. I got one of those massage guns.
Yeah.
With the little fucking ends you put on it.
I bought one of those for myself the other day.
Yeah. I almost bought one myself. I mentioned it to Dory. She's like, don't buy that. I'm like, that's funny. Why? And she's like, just don't buy it. Like,
don't buy it this close to Christmas, dum-dum. Hint.
Yeah. Well, look. That wasn't one of the things that was on my list to her.
Yeah.
She just remembered me talking about it a while back. Her mom got me this really nice screwdriver set I've been eyeing for a long time.
Nice.
So yeah, it's not too shabby.
Right on.
My boss gave me $200.
Well, hell yeah.
That's pretty fine. I had to turn around and spent it on my dad, but you know, whatever.
My boss, you know, almost gave me mandatory, but I took vacation, so they couldn't do that.
Jesus. Oh, hey. Hey. No, never mind. We'll talk about that.
Hey, later. It's for horses.
It is. You are correct.
I got my new ornament, which is the ship from Picard this year.
Yeah.
I got some Tide Pods. And I got all that food. My mom's making me enchiladas.
Tide Pods aren't food, Trevor.
What? I already ate like three. They were delicious. Fuck it. Oh, well. We'll see how that goes.
I got Doria a Fitbit. She really likes it. She's like,
it's a subtle way of.
She asked like, for hey, it, sir. I did not know.
Just because we're married now.
She's pregnant.
Doesn't
I mean. Can't. No. No. No, don't put this on me. No, she wanted a smartwatch for a while, and I was like, oh, fucking. So I'm looking them up, and there's like the Samsung Galaxy Watch. I'm not getting her an Apple Watch because we don't have iPhones because they're stupid.
Well, that would be dumb. Yeah.
So I'm looking, I was like looking at the Galaxy phone, and I'm looking at battery life, and battery life's like you need to charge it every night or it's just going to die on you.
Yeah.
Fitbit's like, fuck, it'll go 3 or 4 days before you need to charge it. I'm nice. Like, well, that's the obvious fucking choice.
I kind of want a smartwatch, but I don't wear watches.
So. See, I would like a smartwatch, but I like my analog watches too much because they're just fucking.
Well, they're very classy.
Yes. So,
fuck it. I get it.
I was like, well, look. But yeah, she was excited because now she never needs to pick up her phone to do basically anything.
Nice.
Like she can reply to texts on it.
She's fucking.
She just talk to her watch. You
know, she's just, she's fucking. God damn it. I forgot his name. Dick Tracy. I got there.
I was going to say Buzz Lightyear. Speaking of which, have you seen the trailer for the Buzz Lightyear movie?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I
Why is that a thing?
Because money.
Because Disney.
God because damn. Money.
Yeah, but like. I don't know. I don't get it.
Because money, Colin.
Fuck.
What part of money don't you get? Do you know how many more action figures they're going to be able to sell based on villains and sidekicks from that movie?
I mean, it's only going to be Zurg.
I can't.
That's all it can be is Zurg. If there's not a fucking cool looking Zurg in there, I'm going to be
sure
they
will,
upset.
But I'm sure his Zurg will have a henchman.
Yeah, that's probably
I'm sure
true.
There'll be some dopey, like, fucking private pile fucking Buzz Lightyear member.
Yeah, that's probably true. Fucking weird, man.
It's marketing. I can't believe it's taken them 25 years to do it.
Wow.
I figured that would be the first fucking thing they'd do.
No, they had to do three more Toy Story movies.
So.
Which, honestly, they're all enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. So, I've seen three of them.
Fourth one was pretty fucking good.
I've heard. I just, you know.
It's whatever. A Pixar movie. They're never bad. Well,
all right.
That, I mean, I can't think
cars,
of
Cars. Cars sucks.
I mean, it's what it is.
It sucks.
It's for children.
Planes. Planes probably sucks more than Cars. I won't watch it, but.
Was Planes Pixar? I thought that was like one of those DreamWorks movies where they like ripped off
no,
a lot of Pixar.
It's, okay. It's a sequel to Cars.
Yeah, but you don't like Cars? You don't like Gator Din?
I mean, okay.
Mater.
I liked the tow truck in Cars. You're right. You got me.
You like Larry the Cable Guy?
Larry the Cable Guy's pretty funny.
He is. So dumb.
Oh, shit.
I can't think. I don't think I got anything. I mean, I might have got other things, but nothing spectacular.
It. Oh, I got dice. I got new dice, and I'm very excited to get back to Pathfinder to roll my new dice. April got me some metal dice.
Yeah, they don't help.
Oh my god, I've rolled like 10 times with this dice, 3 of them were 20s. These dice are fucking great.
You wore out your fucking 20s.
Nah, these dice
are not gonna get any more of those, buddy.
These dice are great.
Not gonna get any more
They're
of those.
So pretty and good.
I just stopped using my metal dice because they don't work and one of them stabs you.
I'm only gonna use my metal dice.
Don't
They're
slap
so
your hands down
pretty.
On my dice or you'll impale it.
Well, I'm not an idiot.
Oh, I am, so.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Fuck it.
They're very cool dice. I like them a lot. Other than that, I've just been playing the Pirates. I've been playing a lot of Pirates.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of, what's my game time?
Oh, no.
Let's
That's why you don't talk to me anymore, because you're just playing that stupid fucking game at night.
Let's do an over-under. What do you think I got there?
300.
Ah, you went over. I'm a little over. I'm like 200 and some. I'm like 220 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time to put into that game. Yeah.
In less than 2 months.
Jesus.
It's like over 9 days of total play time in less than 2 months.
Perfect. Fucking Jesus. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Trevor,
I might have a problem.
You do have you have an addictive personality.
What are you talking about?
Shit.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm gonna go watch Godzilla.
A double Whopper with cheese every fucking day for lunch for how many? 2 years?
Like almost 2 years. Yeah. For like the first 2 years I worked.
That's
at my job.
That's what they would call an addictive personality.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Look, just because I bought 21 Godzilla movies over 2 weeks after watching for the first time.
Right. Right.
And literally watch Shin Godzilla every night for 2 months. I don't think that's an addiction, Colin.
Oh my God.
They're just very good movies, okay?
I was on HBO Max last night. Because I'm like, there's nothing to watch on YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube shit.
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of fucking channels on there I like.
Yeah.
Which,
I get it. I watch a lot of like fucking, like, there's a bunch of guys who just read Reddit posts of like, are entitled people or are entitled choosing beggars. I love choosing beggars videos. They're so fucking funny.
They are.
Or I've never pro seen the revenge video, videos.
I've heard, you know, seen the posts.
There's a guy called R Fresh and a guy called R Slash, maybe. And there's one other one I can't remember. Red Wheel, maybe. All those guys are pretty good. They have like good delivery. There's a few of them that read that I'm just like, oh, your voice is insufferable. I cannot listen to you do this. But there's R Fresh and I believe it's Red Wheel are I like both of their voices a lot.
That's good. Yeah, there's,
and maybe R Slash.
I've ran into some fucking channels where like I was looking for channels of people just like exploring.
Yeah.
And I found one. This dude had really good footage, but his voice was the most obnoxious thing I've ever heard. And
I'm like,
well, that's, you just ruined it. I don't even want to mute it. I just want to fucking turn you off.
I hear you.
But anyway, I went to HBO Max last night and I was like, oh fuck, what am I going to watch on here? I need to watch something. And then saw Impractical Jokers and for some reason it lost where I was on there, which is really annoying.
Yeah.
Because I've watched like 3 seasons, whatever. But then there was another, Impractical Jokers, like a pop-up video version of it. So I started watching that. And I'm like, oh fuck, this is great.
That's really good. I enjoy that a lot.
So that's fun. That show's fucking awesome.
Impractical Jokers Inside Jokes, it's called.
Yeah. How the fuck has True TV never produced anything good except for that? Even though I really enjoyed watching Hardcore Pawn, knowing that it's completely fucking set up and fake and awful.
I think it's just because those guys, look, they got lucky stumbling across 4 guys and giving them a chance, and those guys are very creative and funny.
And they have a lot of fucking chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they realized they had something good, so they just stuck with it.
Right.
It's not the network's fault. It's definitely just those 4 guys' fault.
Right. No, I know. It just, yeah. It's weird how you get dumb luck that,
Have you watched the movie?
No.
Oh, the movie's pretty fucking funny.
Is it?
Went and saw it in theater. That was the last movie I saw in theater before the pandemic destroyed the movie theater business.
Hmm.
Did you go to the theater to see Spider-Man?
Yeah.
You went to a theater?
I went to the theater to see Ghostbusters, too.
Oh, Ghostbusters was so good.
It was. The Spider-Man might be as good.
All right.
I enjoyed it that fucking
much. I've heard nothing but good things about it.
There were points of that movie where I'm like, am I becoming Kevin Smith? Because it started welling up, man.
Aww.
I was like, fucking nostalgia.
Why don't you and Kavarius just make out?
Fuck. What the fuck, dude? You're lucky you have no emotions. Because shit, this sucks.
I have emotions. It's just
apathy's not an emotion.
Fair enough. You got me. I did all my crying at fucking when Macaulay Culkin dies in fucking in B movie.
Speaking of Macaulay Culkin, so Sophia and her, or you know, my wife and daughter-in-law, or stepdaughter?
Stepdaughter.
Yes, those things. Whatever they are. They were watching the Home Alone movies?
Yeah.
He has the worst family on the planet.
Oh, they're terrible.
Oh, my God.
I post about it on Facebook every year when I watch the movie. Uncle Frank is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's and a
he probably molests Kevin.
Probably. He definitely molests Fuller.
Yeah.
But he's like a mooch. He's an asshole.
He's an asshole. And he's like, entitled what to bothers shit. Me is like the parents don't say anything to him. He's like calling Kevin names. I'm like, that motherfucker would be out on his ass.
Oh, yeah. Kevin's parents are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, awful. They're the kind of parents who would leave their kid at home twice when they go on vacation.
And then when they're talking to the cops in the second one, when they're in Florida, she makes a joke about it. Like, oh, I bet we won't lose our luggage, though.
Yeah, she's a monster. So here's my poll. Here's my poll for, I've asked this before, but here's my listener poll. Write in and tell me. Who's worse? Whatever the mom's name is in Home Alone, I can't remember her name in that.
It doesn't matter.
Or Delia Dietz. That's the character that she plays in Beetlejuice. She's also the mom in Beetlejuice. God. She's also the terrible mom in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
She's like typecast as terrible moms.
Boy, I don't know. That's a hard one. I don't know. Fuck. God damn it. Those movies are fun, but they like that part pisses. I'm just watching it. And Dory is like, are you just going to fucking shit all over this? I'm like, yes, I am.
I love that movie.
People are awful.
But they are all. That's not shitting on the movie. That's thinking the movie's doing a good job because.
Right.
Like, when I was. I think they were originally trying to say, oh man, what a brat this little kid is. But, like, he's not.
Yeah.
Like Kevin McAllister is just a fine little kid with a horrible, horrible monster family.
You'd think he'd be a lot worse.
Yeah.
He'd be more like, he should be more like Buzz.
Yeah. Yes.
Buzz is a prick.
Buzz makes sense.
Yeah.
He's with that fucking family. Like all of his shitty fucking siblings. Like the nicest thing anybody in his family says to him is when they call him Les Incompetents. That's the nicest thing anybody in that movie says to him. Until, like, the serial killer guy, like, tells him to have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Before that, the nicest thing to send to the poor kid is that he's incompetent.
Fucking terrible.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they were watching all sorts of Christmas movies. They were getting their fill in.
That's why Kevin McAllister grows up to be the Jigsaw murderer.
Yeah. They watched fucking A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Because
I love that movie.
Yeah, you have to watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yep.
Which is also... So, like, those movies are funny.
Yes.
But, like... bumbling idiot main character kind of gets to me after a while.
Look, I hate Ben Stiller. I fucking hate Ben Stiller. I hate Ben Stiller movies.
Right.
So I'm on your team 100%. For some, I also hate Will Ferrell movies.
Right.
100% we're on the same page here.
It's the same fucking thing.
For some reason, Chevy Chase gets me, man. Chevy Chase so pulls weird. It off.
I don't know.
Chevy Chase is a fucking genius. I don't know how, but Chevy Chase pulls it off.
Yeah.
Almost every time. Because I fucking love Chevy Chase movies. and they're basically Ben Stiller movies. Yep. He's just like, I don't believe he's a fucking... I just believe his luck is that bad, I guess. He doesn't seem like a complete fucking idiot. He just seems like the world is out to get him.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Never really looked at it like that.
But, like, I love that. I love Funny Farm, Nothing
fucking
But Trouble.
Funny Farm is great.
Yeah.
That is a good movie. Nothing But Trouble,
It's not for everybody.
No.
But I really enjoy that movie.
What's the fucking... I don't know, yeah, he's got a bunch of those movies.
Yeah.
That are fucking great.
I was
and then again,
Chevy
I
Chase
guess
fan.
Like early, some of the early Tom Hanks movies were like that too.
Yeah.
You know, fucking Money Pit is definitely one of those movies.
Love Money Pit.
Yeah, it's the second best version of that movie.
Money Pit is such a good movie.
Yeah. It is fucking great.
That fucking scene where he's stuck in the floor. Fuck.
Yeah, I should watch that later. It's a good movie.
They don't make funny movies anymore. That's what I'm discovering.
They didn't for like 10 to 15 years.
Yeah. Somebody made a funny movie.
Well, because all the Judd Apatow movies, everybody was trying to make a Judd Apatow movie.
Yeah. Even Kevin Smith tried to make a Judd Apatow movie and it was fucking terrible.
Right. But there are funny movies. It just, we were really in like a dead zone of movies for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of all over the place. Like, I think the reason that the Marvel, like the MCU movies, did as well as they did was because there was fucking nothing else
to watch.
Everything was a fucking remake of everything else.
Yeah, but even yeah, you're right.
It's fucking terrible. Oh,
you keep getting further from your microphone.
Sorry. Speaking of which, and I'll find out if that's going to happen. I think one of my sisters was thinking about trying to rent out a theater to see the new Scream movie.
There's a new Scream movie?
Yeah, with all the original cast.
Will this be 5 or 6?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But it might not be bad.
No, I'll go. The
trailer looks,
I mean, right. It'll definitely be bad.
It definitely has, David Arquette and everything.
All of those movies are bad.
All of those, every one of those movies like that are bad.
Yeah.
All of them.
Scream killed the horror genre, and I fucking hate, the first Scream movie is okay. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It didn't. It's not good. Sequels.
But it killed the fucking horror. It's like self-aware, semi-self parody fucking shtick.
Oh.
Fucking killed the horror genre.
Yeah, because then there's I Know What You Did Last Summer, which is pretty much the same
yeah.
thing.
And there was a whole fucking slew of knockoffs, and then horror sucked for like ever.
Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers is all right, except for the whole, you know, the director being a fucking convicted pedophile thing. But other than that, that movie's all that. Right. Like, between then and, like, I don't know, until Japanese horror ruined it in a different way.
Oh my God, the fucking Ring.
Yeah.
Ugh.
There's been, like, in the last, basically since Scream came out, there's been, like, 3 good horror movies.
Cabin Fever. Cabin in the Woods.
Okay, 4.
I really like Cabin in the Woods.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake is really good. I never saw that one.
I've never seen any of the Texas Chainsaw movies, though.
And the original Wrong Turn, which came out in like 2003, was really fucking good.
I really like the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. That was all right.
That was fun. Mostly because of the Richard Cheese soundtrack.
Bro, they remade Cabin Fever.
Yeah, I know.
Shot for shot.
Yeah. But was it not funny now?
Well, the cast had no charisma. It was like they took, so you know how there was the guy with the, like, the fucking BB gun guy who was like super charismatic, even though he was a complete asshole. You're like, yeah. Oh, this guy's great. I want to hang out with this guy and have him ruin my whole weekend. Like, the guy who played that character had no fucking charisma at all. So you actually, like, none of the, it was weird because they had this movie with like fucking Dax Shepard was in that, right? Mm-hmm. And that fucking guy and who's the other kid who was going to be in a bunch of shit and then wasn't, that was in that movie. The movie had a bunch of great actors in it, and then they remade it with a bunch of nobodies, but almost word for word and shot for shot.
Weird.
It was like the Psycho remake, like when that guy in the fucking, when did the Vince Vaughn Psycho remake and just remade it shot for shot for no reason. But that was like 40 years later. This was less than 10 years later. Somebody like did that with Cabin Fever.
What the fuck?
I'm like, why would you do this?
You know what else? There's a couple of good ones of the like kind of campy, funny horror movies.
What's that?
Dead and Breakfast.
That was like 90s, though.
No, it wasn't. That was 2000s.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep.
I know we saw it in the 2000s.
That might have been one of the last movies of that one fucking Kung Fu guy.
Okay.
It was like one of his later movies. What was the other one I was thinking of? There's Dead and Breakfast, and then there was, I lost it.
Sleepaway Camp? That was the 80s, though. But you're right. It is a very good movie, Colin.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't say that at all.
I'm pretty sure you were thinking it very hard about how Sleepaway Camp was great. You don't know why you haven't watched it recently.
Probably not. I never saw the Evil Dead remake.
It's really good.
Is it?
Actually. Yeah, it's not funny. Yeah. It's like, what if we took this movie seriously? And it's very good. Mm. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay.
Worth checking out. And Tusk. Tusk is a fucking masterpiece.
Tusk is so fucking weird. God, that's a weird fucking movie.
I don't know,
man,
if it's even counts as horror. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's a goddamn masterpiece.
That's more like... I don't know if I'd count... Yeah, I don't know if that's... It's closer to Misery, whatever Misery is fucking categorized as.
That's fair.
Because it's not really a horror movie. There's no jump scares. It's just a psychopath.
Just slowly torturing somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Ah. Ugh. Misery's great.
Misery's fucked up, dude. Goddamn. Yeah. Yeah, nobody does fucking good movies.
Yeah,
they didn't for a long time, and I don't know if they're maybe. I think maybe with I don't know how much it hurt the studios with all COVID and theaters shutting down. Probably a significant amount. You'd think it maybe put people back on their creative games a little bit.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
It didn't. Instead, it just like, you know, let's make just more of the exact same movies.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that so often. It's fucking stupid. Oh, Dalen Tucker versus Evil. That was the other one I was thinking. That movie's fantastic.
Funny as fuck. All right, you want to watch or you want to read emails?
Yes, we have emails.
We have an email.
Wow.
Let me double check the junk folder, but I'm pretty sure we have an email. Junk folder is empty. So we have an email. If you would like to write in, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Do you think our email address is the problem?
No.
You think people don't know how to spell neighbors?
Oh my God.
You think that's why nobody ever writes in? Neighbors is a difficult word to spell?
If it's a difficult word to spell, I don't want them writing in.
I do. I especially want them writing in if they can't spell neighbors. How funny would those emails be?
God damn it.
Just gibberish? Don't judge. Can you spell neighbors? Spell neighbors right now.
N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R-S.
Ah, that's wrong.
It's not.
We got an email this week at theloudneighbors@outlook.com from April. I don't think she's ever written in before.
She has.
Has she?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she wrote in one time when she was here in studio with us.
That's funny. Her email subject is email.
I called your dining room a studio. I mean, it technically is.
It's been our studio for fucking longer than anywhere else at this point. What is your favorite Christmas tradition?
Boy, I don't really have any. I mean, we used to always go to my uncle's and celebrate Christmas with the extended family, but we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody's old and just kind of...
Are you going to start a new Christmas now that you got kids?
Well, like,
you're gonna start like a every year I do this thing for my kids tradition.
We have to figure something out because they don't have. I mean, they got two cousins, but yeah.
You should do a thing for them.
I should.
My favorite Christmas tradition is every year I get the Star Trek keepsake ship ornament.
Oh yeah.
Since 1991.
Okay.
I have 31 of these now.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty dope ass tradition.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's that. And whenever, so my mom gets a hotel every year for Christmas, all just makes it easier for her because there's 100 fucking children and they can destroy a hotel instead of her house.
Right.
And every year I get there and just turn on A Christmas Story and won't let them change the channel off A Christmas Story because it's doing the 24-hour marathon. Mm-hmm. So they just have to sit there and watch A Christmas Story the whole time.
Why wouldn't anybody want to watch that?
I don't know. They always make a big deal about how like they don't want to watch it or they want to watch sports or something dumb. And I'm like, you're all dead to me.
It's Christmas.
Yeah. You got to watch A Christmas Story.
Right. You got to see it once a year.
For 24 hours.
No, I mean, well, look.
Got to see it 24 times a year.
Okay.
Wait, 12 times a year.
Okay. I don't know about that, but whatever.
No, I turn it on and it doesn't get turned off, Colin. This is the part you're missing.
I gotcha.
They have to leave it on.
Yeah, that'd be
annoying. If there's multiple rooms, I'll go to each room and turn it on sometimes.
That'd be annoying.
So they can't escape it.
I mean, that's a bit much.
Is it?
Yes.
Or is it festive, Colin?
It's annoying. You know what it is, Trevor?
Somebody a minute ago was talking about how I don't have emotions and they don't even want to put a 24-hour marathon.
It's not emotions for you. It's just being a pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass is an emotion.
Is it? No, yeah. It's not.
I love
it's
the movie.
It's just a state of being.
I love the movie and want to watch it over and over and over again.
Okay.
Bro, I got home and turned it on HBO Max and watched it again.
Ah, fuck. Why not?
Movie is a fucking classic.
Yeah, it is.
All right. She says, I like making Christmas cookies with my mom and watching my niece and nephew decorate them. They're distracted by decorating cookies, so they usually fight with each other less.
Fair.
Oh my God.
You know what my least favorite thing about Christmas is?
What's that?
Sugar cookies.
I like sugar cookies.
Garbage.
But I'm fat.
They're garbage.
I mean,
they have no flavor other than sugar.
Sugar's delicious. That's why it's in all of your food now.
No, no, no. So sugar on its own is not delicious. Sugar enhancing other things is delicious.
Let me explain to you my favorite snack when I was a poor child. When I was broke.
Sugar sandwiches?
Yes.
With butter and sugar?
Yes.
Or margarine and sugar? I've done that.
You just put toast in the toaster.
It's because it makes the margarine taste better.
You put a little bit of butter.
Also, you
put a little bit of margarine
on there.
You add cinnamon to it. I just did sugar. Just sugar and butter or sugar and margarine on a piece of toast is the best snack. Sometimes I wouldn't toast it and I'd just put the butter on the bread, then sugar, and then roll it up like a fucking empanada or whatever. It was delicious. Oh my God. Now I'm going to have that for breakfast.
It's like a Swiss Miss roll.
Yeah. Yes. It was the poorest fucking just white bread, margarine and sugar Swiss Miss rolls. Oh, they're so fucking good.
I used to eat some weird shit when I was young too, because we were poor.
Did you ever just eat hot cocoa packets?
Yes, only when I was little. Well, we used to do poor man's pizza.
Yeah.
Ketchup on a slice of bread with some Parmesan cheese on top.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
Sprinkled. Oh, no, it was delicious. Poor man's pizza, buddy.
I like ketchup, but in specific fucking... I can't just put ketchup on everything.
Oh, I can't either anymore. It's gross. I would find that
That would make
disturbing.
Me fucking... My little,
vomit.
My little brother used to just take a glass of water and put a bunch of mustard in it and just drink mustard and water. That was a snack my little brother really liked.
That's really gross.
I love mustard.
Yeah.
But that's disgusting.
That is disgusting. We used to mix mustard and mayonnaise and make a dip for like pretzels and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's real. That's
pretty good. Mustard dip. I would do mayo.
Yeah.
And sprinkle cheese.
Yeah.
Another one I did that was I always thought was weird, but now that I've had Honest Abe's,
yeah,
and I used to do salami and peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, I bet that's really good.
And I know for a long time, like after that, I remember back, I'm like, oh, what the fuck was I doing? And now I'm just like, that might be good. I should try.
You're
that
like, oh, I was again. A fucking genius, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's worth trying.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I just like peanut butter straight out of the jar.
Yeah.
Peanut butter's delicious.
Bro, it's so many calories. Mm-hmm. Don't ever look at how many calories. It's like...
I just do like a spoonful at a time.
Yeah, that's
I'm not
like,
eating a whole
that's like
jar.
700 calories.
It's not.
Bro.
Two tablespoons is like 130 to 160 depending on the peanut
butter. A tablespoon
butter.
Is like... I'm pretty sure...
Two tablespoons is 130
I'm pretty sure
to
one tablespoon
calories.
is as much as a fucking entire double Whopper.
It's not.
One tablespoon of peanut butter,
it's
you
not,
might as well
also,
have a Whopper combo.
Also, there's a ton of protein in it.
I mean...
So that's good for you.
Yeah. I love peanut butter. This is not an anti-peanut butter. This is a desperate plea for somebody to introduce low-calorie peanut butter because it's my favorite thing to
just
eat.
Just don't eat as much of it.
That's dumb. Come on, that's not helpful. What are you? Oh, my grandma. I was over at Cindy's mom's house, my stepmom's mom's, and they had like multiple variations of peanut butter flavored snacks, like these like peanut butter crunch kind of brownie type things with fudge topping.
Perfect.
These like peanut butter wrapped ball, like they're
Did
like
you try
fucking
all of it. Yes.
Yeah, I ate a bunch of it, and they sent me home a bunch of it, and I've eaten it all already.
Damn it!
I got one little thing. I'll give you one little bit.
Sweet.
I do have some, because... But, man, I must have fucking housed, like, fucking 10,000 calories over the past 2 days.
Yeah, you're all right.
Holy shit. I ate so much just fucking peanut butter snacks. Just don't
continue that trend is the key.
No, I'm done.
Yeah.
I give up. I was skinny for a few months. I'm done. This gym and diets, and I'm fucking... I'm going to get me a like a fucking big cement slab that slides around my house to get around, and I'm just going to be like, oh, oh, oh.
Going to be like the fucking people in Wall-E.
I'm just going to be fucking Jabba the Hutt. I'm over it. I'm going to have a Rancor underneath my couch. It's going to be great.
Perfect.
I'm never going to finish my basement. I'm just going to fill it with Rancors.
Get you your Sarlacc pit.
Yeah. I'm awesome. Done. I'm fucking done. I'm done. I can't. I don't want to walk anymore. My legs are just going to turn into a slug tail. I'm good. Fuck. Yeah. Peanut butter is so good.
It is very good. Yeah, I'll do a spoonful at night.
Yeah.
And that's really it. Maybe two.
Yeah. That's like 7,000 calories. It's not, I don't know if you know. That's it's not. If you look at your daily percentage, it's like it's 200% of your daily percentage.
What size spoon are you using?
What do you mean? What size? There's only the one size spoon, the big wooden ladle? One, right? The big wooden
don't
spoon.
Use
that's
that
the
size
only
spoon.
Size spoon there is. What are you talking about? Jesus. I don't know what you eat out of your butter bowls with, but I'm like fucking Pee Wee Herman at the beginning of Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Good morning, Mr. Breakfast, with a giant fork and spoon.
He takes one little tiny bite. And done.
Fuck, that movie's funny.
I should watch it. I haven't watched that in a while.
Goddamn, are we done?
Yeah, why not?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yep.
Never mind, Colin. I figured it all out because I'm a smart person who is smart.
You are smart.
I got it all sorted out. Hello and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Uh-oh. Did I just... What the fuck is going on now?
Uh-oh.
Oh, give me a minute. My fucking sound just went all wonky. I'm going to start over.